Hello, folks, and welcome to the Astroblast podcast. It's Mrs. Bernard here from the Salt Marsh Library, along with
Mr. Constant.
And today we have a special guest.
We do have a special guest.
Who's with us today?
Oh, I have to introduce myself.
Yes, you do.
My name is Mr. Flynn. I am the Autism Inclusion Facilitator here at Pinkerton Academy.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, that's great to have you aboard. How many years you been here, Rob?
Gosh, I think this is my 10th year now.
Wow.
Time flies.
That is amazing.
Holy moly.
Time does fly.
Yeah, it sure does.
We've asked Mr. Flynn on today because it is Neurodiversity Week. How'd I do with that?
You did very well.
Say that five times fast.
Yeah, really. But that's exciting to have you here to talk about that.
And I think before that, we just have a few things that we can talk about. And
sure.
We're just going to roll with it.
We will roll.
So it's almost vacation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So right.
Oh,
One more wake up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That'll
yeah.
be nice. And the weather's nice, and I think it's going to be nice next week. So have at it. Enjoy your vacation. It is well deserved. It is the last vacation of the year, and then we come back, and it's the home stretch.
We sure are. It's almost there.
We will, as we always say, hey, keep up with your schoolwork and, you know, over vacation, maybe crack a book or two and get some work done to keep up with things.
I'll be taking a nap.
I like to take lots of naps.
No kidding. Seriously.
I would also say to students, just, you know, go ahead and check that class attendance and make sure that we are under 8 absences unexcused. And if you have questions about that, come and see us in your administrative offices. We'll help you out with that.
And, you know, go to Flex, catch up on time and catch up on work. Saturdays, I know this sounds odd, but Restore and Renew, May 6th, May 13th, May 20th. Those are all dates coming up. You can come on in. Just let your administrator know you want to come in. We have students, believe it or not, we have students that ask to come in on a Saturday. We are thankful for Panera Bread to donate some food to us each day, each Saturday.
Shout out, Panera.
And it is awesome. You know, kids come in, they fill their belly, and they fill their minds with work.
It's
awesome.
It is an awesome environment. And the 6th of May, yours truly will be there. Ooh, so if you want to hang out with me.
I might come in for that.
I could even do like a little triple time step and entertain you if you'd like. Yeah.
She could do that.
I can.
But seriously, it's a great experience to come in. It's 2.5 hours, 9 to 11:30, and you can really do a lot of good work that day. We even have a counselor here to talk to kids as well. We have teachers here. I think that day there's an English.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But there's a teacher there, and they can support and they can help.
Awesome.
Yep.
And so you know, also last week. We had Battle of the Bands.
Oh, I didn't go to that. I missed it.
How was it? It was wild. I really enjoy it. First of all, my son, he enjoyed it.
Well, he likes music.
He does. So the first one was like jazz, and it's like, how did I do?
Pretty good.
And then the next one was like punk rock, and it was like, rah!
Oh, man, I would have loved that.
It was so wild.
I'm a punk rocker.
Yeah, I mean, but they were all so, so talented.
Yeah.
It was just, and the crowd was like loving it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was really, really fun. And shout out to our winning team.
Yeah, who was that?
Which is Lorelei and Elliot.
Of course.
What are they called?
Second to last minutes?
I think that's what it is.
Sorry, Lorelei.
They were outstanding.
Yeah, they are amazing.
Outstanding.
Cool.
So I think Elliot probably, you know, has like, now he has a double crown here. He is Mr. Pinkerton and won Battle of the Bands.
Wow.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
What's the triple crown? What does he have to win to get the triple crown, I wonder?
I know, right?
He's been on our show. That's the triple crown.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Elliot.
So that being said, Mr. Flynn, you're in big company here.
I'm just sitting with one crown. I guess.
So anyways, so thank you for joining us. So it is Neurodiversity Week, and we thought maybe you could explain to our listeners what that's all about.
Yeah, so really it's a week to recognize the differences among us. So neurodiversity is the understanding that everyone has their own unique way of interpreting and interacting with the world around us. And recognizing that that's what makes us a fuller, broader, more encompassing community. And, you know, understanding and accepting differences really helps us move forward as an academy here. So it kind of grew out of Autism Awareness Week, but it's become a bit more inclusive. Just recognizing that you know, there's broad spectrums of people that view the world differently. So mm-hmm. neurodiversity covers a lot of different areas. I mean, it can cover everything from ADHD to dyslexia to Tourette's. Those all fall under neurodiverse. And they're not necessarily things that could hold us back per se, but give us opportunities to view things in a different way and be right. more successful in our own ways. I'll just throw out like a random example. Both my father and my brother are colorblind. And that could be considered neurodiversity because sure. the way that they interpret the world, the stimuli coming to them, different than everyone else.
Right.
And yet they're both, they work full-time or very successful in the print industry, in an industry where
is
you have.
Is that right? Yeah. Is that interesting?
So it just because you view things differently doesn't mean it needs to hold you back. Huh. And right. for them, they red, green, yep. brown, all the same color. Can't tell them apart.
Isn't that interesting?
Yet they work in an industry where you color have to so see important. Precise colors.
That's wild.
So,
that is interesting.
So it just shows that just because you're neurodiverse doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to negatively impact you. You can find ways to use your differences and have them become strengths.
Sure.
Yep.
What a well said...
Right? It's like well, you just dropped the mic.
Yeah. No, that's outstanding. And I love that we're doing awareness, the awareness week and doing the different styles of dress to kind of point out those differences amongst us. And I think it's nice to see teachers and kids. I see a lot of kids taking part in that superhero. I saw Batman and Spider-Man walking in.
I saw four Batmans, full body suits on the superhero.
Yeah, days. And I think that's great.
First thing this morning, I heard that there was a dinosaur entering
was a
building,
T-Rex.
Like on the radio.
Yeah, I even said it was a neurodiverse T-Rex on the
campus. Well, you know, it's dress comfy day, and if you're more comfortable as a dinosaur, right? then have at it.
Yeah, if absolutely. That gets you there, you know?
Absolutely. So if people wanted to be involved or somehow, I don't know, contribute, what should they do?
What should they
look?
Do? Well, so I guess it depends on how we're looking to contribute. If we're looking to raise awareness, well, tomorrow I'd say wear tie-dye.
All right.
For the tie-dye day.
Friday tie-dye.
21st. And wear those jeans, too, because it is a jean day.
Yep. Heck yeah.
But it's also considering, your environments that you're in. So if you're with somebody who may be, an autistic student, maybe think about, the different types of stimuli on your room that can make the room more comfortable. So maybe it's reducing lighting in some aspects. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's kind of controlling different noise levels within the classroom, or at least giving a heads up to those things. You know, I think everybody appreciates where, simple sensory things, like lights have been off during the movie. Well, announce you're going to turn
right
those
on.
Lights
yeah.
on
yeah,
before
yeah.
you do
right,
it. So
yeah.
that's just an example of sure. how sensory input can affect everyone, and some people tend to be more sensitive to those things. So if you take those types of things into consideration, it makes the environment more inclusive and more comfortable and, conducive to learning.
Yeah. And those are all what you just gave were tips for teachers for the most part, but for the students out there that are listening, I mean, just being aware that there are students in your class that have different neurodiversity?
there are neurodiverse individuals.
Neurodiverse individuals.
For
example. And being aware of that.
Right. So here at Pinkerton, I have, just over 90 students that I work with specifically in my role.
Oh.
And if you think about that, that breaks down to about 1 in 34 students in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just students, I'm the autism inclusion facilitator, so that's just students that I work with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, that doesn't necessarily include other students who have other differences.
Right.
So if we're now looking at things like ADHD, if we're looking at things like Tourette's, if we're looking at things like dysgraphia, all of a sudden that number, which, for neurodiverse was at 1 in 34, is now 1 in 20,
right.
wow. 1 in 15,
yeah. sure.
1 in 10.
Mm-hmm.
So as you keep going through the list of things that would qualify under that umbrella, all of a sudden you recognize neurodiversity is actually the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's our diversity
right.
that makes us who we are.
Sure.
And it's
absolutely.
Not just you working with those students. I know you have a team who is with you as well.
Primarily working directly with me is Ms. Katie Wachel,
yep.
speech-language pathologist here.
Yeah.
There's also a bunch of other speech pathologists here at the school, and our case coordinators, the administration, special ed, the OTs, the PTs. So we have a really big crew
right.
that works to support. And I also, a quick shout-out to the 504 crew who has our students as well.
He just did a shout-out.
He did a shout-out.
Oh,
is that okay?
Unfacilitated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, it was like a cosmic connection.
I know, seriously.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, so, and then you have counseling as well. So all of our support services who support the greater body of the school as well, they're all working with our students.
And I like that you give credit to all those people, but I know, it's Mr. Flynn and Miss Wachel really do the bulk and the heavy lifting with these students. And it's a lot. And, you know, I have seen such growth in some of these students that, and right. they've mm-hmm. learned to manage with the help of you both. And thank you for all you do for these kids.
That actually brings me to a point.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah. So I want to shift gears just a little bit.
Shift away.
So I've been at school for 21. This is my 21st year. I know. I look so good for my age.
I thought you were 27.
I know. but I, Mr. Flynn was one of those people I didn't even know existed on this campus until I came into this role and then really learned to appreciate how vital he is to this campus.
Absolutely.
And I think that a lot of students, when they're thinking about what they want to do when they grow up and they think about education, they think about being a teacher or, you know, even what we do, Mr. Constant, right? Ooh, but I know, maybe not. But I don't think a lot of students even realize that there's these unique specialties that are really kind of awesome and so impactful. So I was wondering if for a moment you could just tell, you know, we sort of alluded to it, but just tell us, like, what a day looks like for you or what you do, you know? I just think it's interesting, and kids should know that there's other opportunities.
Yeah, so I do actually teach some. I have two courses that I teach that are social pragmatics courses that's co-taught with the speech-language pathologist. So to kind of bring down that language there, it's two classes on how to be a better peer, how to engage in high school, how to engage and socialize with others. And then that's for our freshmen coming in. And for outgoing seniors, we have one that's kind of like the real world class, like, all right, you're going to college. So today we were talking about what is the etiquette for shared, like, college dorm room bathrooms.
Oh.
Like,
wow.
You got to leave the sink clean. Personal space, things like that.
I wish you could have gone to my school and talked to the people on my floor.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
We went and checked out an office that's like just about the same size as a dorm room and talked about, hey, we got to figure out how to do the furniture in here so that you and your roommates aren't butting heads, things like that. So we take social skills and apply them to real life scenarios. The rest of my day is a ball of chaos at times in that I'm kind of all over the place. You know, I have a lot of students I support. And any one of my students can, you know, request to have me come down to them, check in with them, work on troubleshooting scenarios. It could be academic. It could be social. I meet with administrators.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You get called by administrators, too, to help support when we have a student we need work with.
Yeah. I'm kind of like a floating troubleshooter.
Yep.
Just trying to find ways to help support my students and the teachers, too, when they're looking for some help with maybe adapting their classrooms or assignments. So I try to make myself available for anybody who needs me in regards to looking at social and behavioral challenges or nuances that need to be addressed.
So when you went to school, what did you go to school for that makes you uniquely qualified for this?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Mm. I actually went and got a master's degree in school counseling.
Okay.
Is initially where I went. Mm. And then I also work at, well, an adventure-based place. I'm wearing a shirt right now.
Adventure Lore, for those who can't see it.
Yeah, then that's where I started working with students on the spectrum and particularly working with, like, you know, talking kids through doing cliff climbs and rappels and things like that, and work through anxiety and impulsivity. You know, we do like 150-mile mountain bike rides where you're out in the wilderness with a backpack with your tent in it, and you've got to survive out there for days.
I love that.
So working with students who had these challenges in more diverse scenarios to push their resilience. So that's where I started working with ASD students. And then I ran a program at a middle school for a couple of years. And I actually applied for a counseling position here at Pinkerton. And they looked at me and said, hey, you've got experience working with students on the spectrum. How would you like to continue to do that?
Wow.
And I kind of jumped at that. And it's been just about a decade now.
Yeah, wow.
And I got certified in special education on top of all that. And I've really enjoyed it.
That's great to hear.
Community to be with.
I do know you started out in high school at Timberlane High School. And I just have to ask, how's your driving been?
How's my driving
been? Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I wasn't in your class, actually.
Well, I know I was in that class at some point because I taught driver's ed over at Timberlane, and I know that I had Mr. Flynn at some point.
My driving's been great.
Good to know.
Derry PD. No, I'm kidding. my driving's been good. You were there once upon a time, and I had Mr. Schreibner, if anybody Schreiber. Remembers. Mm. Mr.
Saul Schreiber. Oh, I sure do.
I like to call him Schribner, but yeah.
He was my driver.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Well, it's been great having you on. This is all great stuff. You guys, like I said, you do a tremendous job, and we are thankful for all you do. And I'm not sure how we'd manage without you here, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he is definitely a huge member of our community. So,
thank you for making everyone aware of the neurodiversity that we have here on campus. And do we want to do an official?
I think we should make him do another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we always ask our guests if they want to do a shout out. So you did a shout out to the 504 team, right? To anyone else in the community, do you have any other shout outs that you'd like to give?
Can I do two?
Sure.
You can. We'll allow that. Keep them going.
So a big shout out to the paraprofessionals and everything that they do supporting all of our students here. Because it's not just students that they're maybe assigned to help. It's they help within the whole classroom.
Yeah.
So a big shout out to the paraprofessionals. And then also one I missed in that counseling area is also the school psych department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, major, major, major help. Really help us kind of get through some tough scenarios, and I want to make sure they get recognized as well.
That's great.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it was great to have you on, Mr. Flynn.
Yeah. Yay. So that's it.
That's it.
Heading cruising to vacation.
Have a great day or two left until vacation, and then enjoy, and then it's all downhill from there.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.